You guys, you're talking about going against Stanford. He's a guy I'm sure you've worked against a lot in practice last year. So it looked like you guys went after him right away.
Yeah, he made a great play on the first play of the game. You know, I need to give Darius a better chance to make a play on that ball and try to get a completion out of that. But he had a good jump on what play was coming, and we tried to kind of set the tone early of what kind of a day it was going to be, and unfortunately he got the best of me on that one. Need to find a way to give Darius a little more air, a little more distance on the ball, and give him a chance to make a play on it.
He won that battle, but it seemed like he got the work today. I mean, you guys got him. Were you going at his side more often? Was that part of the game plan?
Yeah, we were going to come in and attack him. You know, they did a good job later on clouding his side and double covering with the safety on some plays. But we were going to come in, and we had a specific game plan. We stuck to it. We were fortunate enough to come out of here with a win.
Could you talk about just being able to attack the outside of the field, whether it's on that quick hitch that leads to the 50-plus yard pass play that sets the field goal?
Well, they made it known that they were going to stop the run. They played a lot of single high defense, and it's a really good front seven. I thought we played really, really well up front today. They get a lot of pressure on quarterbacks. You know, both guys on the outside are really good pass rushers, and we did a really good job neutralizing both those guys and then just really wore them down up front with our big guys. And later on in the game, you saw Darren rip off some 5-plus yard plays here, there, 10-plus yard plays. And we just did a good job wearing them down, and they wanted to try to stop the run and load up the box, and we just did a good job up front all day.
You used the term set the tone early. They haven't scored first all year. Did you get a sense that if you scored early, you could break their spirits?
No. I mean, this is a rivalry game, and we have a lot of respect for those guys and that coaching staff. We wanted to score early, but we want to score early every week, and we knew statistics. But when you talk about Chiefs and Raiders, you can't rely on statistics. You know you're going to get a good shot from them. And they were coming off a bye week. There was a number of things that you got to factor into a rivalry game like this. And we have great respect for that defense and especially that defensive coaching staff. Coach Cornell does a great job getting these guys ready. And we just kept grinding, kept working, kept pushing up front, and won the battle up front.
After having first downs inside the 20-yard line and having settled for field goals the first two times that you got down there to get that muff punt, and then to stick it in there and not kick it, how big was that? That changed the tone of the game, you think?
Big. It's frustrating. You know, it's a good defense in the red zone. They've had some kind of weird touchdowns occur on them that have knocked down their rankings in the red zone. But like I said when I talked to you guys all week, it's a good defensive group. I mean, talented, very talented. A lot of first-round picks, a lot of top five picks, I think three top five picks over there. So it was going to, we're going to have our work cut out for us in the red zone, and we need to keep getting better at it. We need to keep working on it. We had some opportunities to score that we didn't capitalize on, we didn't execute on. So we're going to go back and continue to work and find ways to get above 65% in the red zone, because that's our goal.
You feel like you guys are putting it together team-wise and maybe developing some momentum?
I believe so. You get two wins on in a row and come in here, and it's a difficult place to play. Regardless of their record, it's a difficult place to play. It's a tough crowd to play in front of. It's loud. Their fans really understand the game. They know when to be loud. So we're gonna use this as a little bit of momentum like we did last week, and we got Tampa Bay, who's a team that's kind of in a similar situation that we are. They've had a little bit of rest playing on Thursday, and they've been able to get a couple wins here, and it's going to be a fight next week, and I'm excited we get to go back and play in front of our fans at our stadium.
You went with Denarius the very first playoff against Route immediately. Just coincidence, or?
Yeah, I mean that was the plan. Mm-hmm. He got me. He made a good play. Mm-hmm. But, in the end, we won the battle.
Did your whole line bounce back today after?
Played phenomenal. I don't think my jersey needs to be washed. They did a great job up front in the passing game. Those two guys, their two defensive ends have been on a 10-11 game sack streak. And both those guys have been getting sacks week in, week out. Both of our tackles did really, really good job against them. Game plan wise, what Coach Knapp did to neutralize those guys, I'm thankful for, because I had all the time in the world to throw, and we did a good job, especially there late in the game in the running game, getting Darren over 100 yards and winning some of our one-on-one blocks up front.
Third third week in a row or more. He's got a touchdown catch. Is he starting to assert himself as the guy now?
I think everybody knows that he's the guy in our locker room. He's a young guy. I don't know if guys around the league know about him yet. He's young. It's year two. He's had some injuries. He's finally healthy. But he's a special player. He's a great football player, great teammate. He'll block in the run game. He'll catch the ball. You know, just a special player.
I don't know if easy is the right term, Carson, but how much easier is it when O-line is blocking like that for you and you have all the time in the world, like you said?
It's just, you know, it's a different game. When you look across the league, when quarterbacks step into throws, you're going to make them. I mean, there's a lot of really good quarterbacks in this league, and you know, we just did. You know, I can't say, you know, how good. I can't say enough how good those guys did up front. Like I said, no sacks. I think I got knocked down maybe once, and it was probably because I held on to the ball for too long. But you got really good pass rushers on the edge. You got big, stout, thick guys up front that can push the pocket, and we won the battle in the trenches, and that's why we won the game.
When you go against a guy, a former teammate like Ralph, does one side or the other have the advantage? I mean, he probably knows your tendencies, but you probably know some things he likes and doesn't like. So does either side have an advantage there?
I don't think so. You know, it's a crapshoot. I mean, he does some things really, really well. I mean, he can turn and flat run with anybody. You know, we attacked him with some running game stuff and ran some plays at him. But I mean, I only played against him for half a year, really, and really never really went against him, because during the season you're going ones versus twos, not ones on one. So, but you know, we had a great game plan coming in, and you know, took some shots at him, took some shots at the other guy, Flowers, on the other side, and you know, like I said, came out with a win.
Does that do it, everybody? Thank you.
All right, thank you.